This is Fresh Air. Janelle Monáe has been releasing albums that mix R&B, pop, and rap since 2007. And in recent years, she's established herself as an actor in films like Moonlight, Hidden Figures, and the hugely popular Netflix film Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. Well, now she's back with her first new album since 2018. And rock critic Ken Tucker says its title, The Age of Pleasure, is the crucial key to the themes and sound of this new collection.
I look into your eyes and I get that rush. Maybe 'cause tonight you're gonna be my crush. I look around and I get that rush. Maybe 'cause tonight you're gonna be my skin.
From the moment Janelle Monáe began her new album by rapping, I'm feeling much lighter, I float, I was drawn in by this completely disarming collection called The Age of Pleasure. No matter what mood you're in, it dissolves any resistance you may have about giving in to its joy, its seductiveness, its glowing positivity.
Keep it coming forever. Baby, if you pay me in pleasure, I'ma keep it coming, coming, coming. Pleasure, 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 pleasure. Yeah, baby, pay me in pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure.
Monáe's previous album, the grandly ambitious Dirty Computer, came out in 2018, the same year as the first Black Panther movie, and filled with a similar kind of Afrofuturism. Monáe's version crossed the science fiction of Octavia Butler with the pop eclecticism of Stevie Wonder. In contrast to this, The Age of Pleasure is intentionally smaller scaled, more intimate, in some ways more low-key and lo-fi. Listen to the use of an acoustic piano on this song called Only Have Eyes for Two. It's as though Thelonious Monk walked in to plink out a couple of chords to provide the song with its hook.
I like to love with my eyes closed. I try not to lead with my ego. Everything happened in slow-mo, but we all smiled and said it's alright. 'Cause you're the one, you're the one. Double the fun, triple the time for love. You're the one, you're the one. You suck the words from my tongue. That's when I knew
The undulating rhythm of that song is typical of the range of sounds and styles Monáe uses with such serene confidence. She taps into genres native to Africa and the Caribbean, as well as American R&B. Listen to the way she deploys a punchy Afrobeat horn section to jumpstart the song No Better. As the title The Age of Pleasure suggests, the songs here describe the life of a sybarite engaged in the pursuit of sensual happiness. That sounds simple, but it's not. Monáe knows that as a non-binary person of color, the seeking of pleasure is always complicated, or even impeded, by cultural and political history. Thus, this album serves as a kind of affirmative aggression, an insistence that the artist is going to live and make her art exactly as she pleases. You can come along, but don't get in her way.
Lipstick lover, 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 lover. My lipstick lover, lover, lover. I like lipstick on my neck. You let me know I'm your number one select. I like lipstick on my neck.
Hands around my waist so you know what's coming next. I wanna feel your lips on mine. I just wanna feel.
At one point, Janelle Monáe name checks David Bowie, and I suspect she may be thinking of his Let's Dance period. That moment in the 1980s when he teamed up with producer Nile Rodgers to say, in effect, the world is going crazy, so let's dance. Monáe is refashioning that sentiment to fit our current moment. She's made a party record that takes pleasure seriously.
Ken Tucker reviewed Janelle Monáe's new album, The Age of Pleasure. On tomorrow's Fresh Air, revisiting tough questions about the dawn of the nuclear age. Writer Evan Thomas examines the decision to drop atomic bombs on two Japanese cities to end World War II, exploring the thoughts and motivations of U.S. military commanders and Japanese leaders determined to fight to the bitter end. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.